do want to say that I endorse it. Now, what Dr. Kennedy was talking about here, about this time, he's so big. And before he was naturalized in the South, came to the flesh. Now, then, coming on down from that time, on down to where we are. Today. Now, that's what I say. Now, you better keep that. The first chapter of the book is fruitful of the gospel called the Pentecost. And now I want to compare that and show you that the testimony of both of them was on the same. Now, likewise, I didn't, in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Now, he said there that many false prophets and false teachers were to come. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, then, Peter, in his second epistle, I'm going to put this together for you, so that you can understand and know something about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. See? There's just no sense in reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. You understand? And then going out there and messing it all up. Mm-hmm. You see? There's just no sense in that. Mm-hmm. See? They call the purpose of the Yahweh from kind of not an extra humanity. Mm-hmm. So that means from beginning to end. Yeah. Here's understandable. Now, I read so that you know something about what I'm talking about. Now, we have been labeled here with the Bible. Mm-hmm. And rare people. And for many years, we have worked with and tried to label this Jehovah's Witness. Now, what I'm trying to do is call on somebody so you know something about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. There is no sense in being in the dark, and I don't call upon nobody unless I directly engage my government. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I want you to know that if you're here, see, I am talking to you. That is just a deal. And if you're not here and you have that property, I'm still talking to you. Now, I don't believe no other man can go on the door. I've eaten some life straight from the soul. Now, if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, be anything you want to be. See? I want to tell you that I'm talking about God now. You see? I'm going to subscribe to this book. And now he says that. And I'm showing you that it is understandable. But it has to be understandable. So you don't have any faith and any confidence in it. I'm not going to use reason to be able to act. And you read my account, so you haven't heard nothing about that. You don't know nothing about it. Well, it's not truly the purpose of God. See, it's understanding. Now, you need not think, because the devil has twisted it all up in all these different sects and cults and denominations and ideologies and things and so forth and so on. You don't need to say that God is the purpose of saying what I understand. Mm-hmm. But I need to say the truth about that. Now, all of that got to come. All this confusion, all these lies, you understand, all these erroneous and false doctrines and all, that's got to come.
Okay.
That's just got to be.
Right.
There is no way out of it. But your job is to discern in which it fits.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what you're up against.
You see?
Get it? Now, first read 1 Timothy 4:1, and it'll tell you the mission of this.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now that's what happened here. Now the spirit the trunk, and then it won't be the same. Now that's what Paul is talking to Timothy about. He needs the last couple of days.
You see? Mm-hmm. You understand?
That's what Messiah was talking about in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 21st chapter of Luke, 13th chapter of Mark. Conversation is on the same thing. You understand? Now he said, many will, false prophets will come. Now get this straight. He said, many will be deceived by them. Right? It's going to be left in the 24th chapter of Matthew. All right. Right there. I want to make sure that you know what I'm talking about. Roger Williams, John Wesley, you understand?
Well, I just put your name a whole lot of names. Dale and Richard and all that. You understand?
Okay. Now, you read it down. That's what they're trying to tell me, and I'm telling you, no, that's a lie.
all forget that there might be one. You understand? And here is the one. The glory of God is the king. This I want to tell you, I'm as great a power as a real priest. And I don't amount to nothing. And to cap that one off, Peter and Paul. Let us know that. And yet we're walking out on the face of the earth. That's it anymore than that.
That's where they come in here all the time looking for me.
And that every man will stand up and go in the
dust. You say?
But I want you to know that Dr. Carl F. Gross and Dr. Robert Hare is not the founder. They're not the president of the kingdom of God.
Right.
The vice president. And then they say, Timothy, you're the founder, just so you get not the founder. I understand by the Apostle Paul, he said another foundation. Can no man than that which is already made. And let him that builds it thereupon. Take heed of what you put up there. You see, you understand?
That's right.
For every man what shall be tried by fire, and the fire shall reveal what shall be up. Isn't that right?
Right.
Do you see what I mean? Now, here's what the difference is. Don't you see? You see, this is the God of this universe. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That took all the body himself. Mm-hmm. Now, you see that? Mm-hmm. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses, they said this.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Jesus was God's chief representative on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I say that is a lie. He was not God. Now, somebody said, well, where do you get the authority to say that that is a lie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, without any debate, any argument.
We didn't miss
me. Free!
Didn't miss me. All right.
Yes, it is. There's more to life.
I'm doing all right. That's the reason know everything is dead out here.
Thank you.
I come to be mad at me.
what the dead ones are talking about? And having made it, it's bad news. And if anybody preaches anything different from that, then what it's already been preached by the apostles, and by Joshua and the Messiah. And let me tell you this, when Joshua and the Messiah, it was there for them. There won't be no more sects and cults and creeds and denominations. He'll shake them up.
We lost that.
They were coming arguing around with the deal about nothing. Somebody say he's going to jump out of the sky and set up a kingdom here on earth. Just there, just for 1,000 years. You understand if he's going to lose the battle. You understand? I beg your pardon. Ain't nothing like that in no way. Hey, leave it alone.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Jerusalem above, Jerusalem beneath, the diverse of Jerusalem above, getting filled. You see, the Holy Land is still practically speaking. You need some, you understand? Yes, indeed, it's right on with you, that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we don't deny that. We say that he is the place that God chose to set him in. You understand? And there he is. I don't think he's risen above any kid.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, well, just somewhere during your lifetime, you ought to go to Mecca. That's
not
right. Mm-hmm. To see that magnificent temple that's built by the Arabs. You know what I mean? You ought to visit the Mystery Temple. You see what I'm talking about? Then another one down here says, somewhere in your life, you ought to go to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Rome, visit the Vatican. And see the magnificent achievements and accomplishments of the church. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Somewhere during your lifetime, you're going to have to be. You're going to say, you ought to take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean by no LSD.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got enough hallucinations about food.
That's right.
All right. Now that's right. But you ought to take a trip around and see this dead universe. That God made. You see, you can start as Los Angeles if you want to. Look at that.
Yes. on the plane, what can you do about it? Because you're saying you're getting the money while it is off. You get it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Promise that doctor that if he will perform, you understand? And if it kills, she won't tell on him because he's been out there every day before he goes to war. And then when you come back and tell her, you understand, that it was true that she had been dead. And she said, he says, I'm still in the house. You understand, but I know that it's yes. You understand? And she said to me, and she said, listen, I promised you that if it was the point, if it was the kill room, you understand, I would tell him about it. Now you want me to tell you about it. You say I've been dead. You understand? And I promise not to tell nobody. And so why should you ask me? You say I died, but I died and didn't tell nobody nothing about it. Now why should I tell you about it? Didn't I promise I wouldn't? And that same woman comes to class and tells me. The sister father said right there,
can't do that. They won't really know something about it. If if you know, if you really know God, it is the opposite in the sense that you know everything.
That's right.
See, we've been everywhere. We've seen everything. You understand? Jehovah's Witnesses said one time, tell us, I've never nobody been to heaven and come back and told us nothing about it. I beg your pardon.
You didn't have
because you just he said you just didn't have the faith. See? Well, now you're wrong to begin with. You see? Because that's not what we were talking about. Now, let me say this. Now, here I come. I say that God has sent me. You understand? And then I can't do it. Here I am to prophesy. You understand? Here I am to heal the sick. Here I am to raise the dead. You understand? And I want you to know I'm not a replacement. All right. I'm a replacement. I know you don't get a chance to tell this place. And I know you didn't speak. I always kind of get this one. Right. And I know you didn't do that. You talk well. That's why this speech is wrong. To teach you the truth about me. And to demonstrate it to you. Right. You understand? And that is what I have done for 35 years. I told you about the rare condition. I don't understand the rare condition. I said that was not going to be all about the rare condition. You see what I'm talking about? Did I say? I'm not. Wait till the board and put it on the board until everybody has time about it. Right. I told you about the rare condition. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you see. I'm gonna work on my arm. Right. Okay. I told you about the death of what? Right. Now look, if you think what I tell you this morning, it'll help you. I wouldn't be folding you in here and talking to you like this. You understand? If you had an opportunity to hear somewhere else. Listen, I'm 72 years old. 50 years in my life. And I've been cross-raised in the United States. Both ways, both ways. And in the colleges, the seminaries, and everything like that.
Thank you.
wait. Young Dan, just wait. With the nose of the pool, like the combination that's 40 years. There's never been the room. Ever since then.
And the law had to be written in.
And then it was laid in the heart of the cup. Is that right? You see what I mean?
Get me in here, but I've already been saying.
say, and this age has not closed. I hear talking about decades and ages now. That was back then for them. You understand? There's nothing back there for them, but what ain't good for us here. You understand? Same God, that will change God in the middle of the street. Somebody said, well, this is an idea that knowledge and wisdom shall increase. Mm-hmm. Run to and from, and knowledge shall come to earth as the waters cover the sea. I know that. But it won't be a different knowledge than the divine knowledge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Divine rhythm, they don't change, man. You understand? That's what John was out there on the Isle of Patmos for. And if he said anything different than what most men said, he probably said. You understand? And that's why it's out there. It's true. That's what's true. You understand? And that's why the Messiah coming here to fulfill it. By who there is no fulfillment of it. And no other false God. You are the false teacher.
Are you with me, please?
No, that was a man straight up nothing. He came to it. The apostles never straight up nothing. They couldn't do it. I'm not going to straight up nothing. You understand? I'm sent to preach the gospel. You understand? Not to touch nobody by the hair of the head and make them believe something. You understand? Believe what you want to believe. That's up to you. I'm supposed to come and preach the gospel by the Holy Spirit in me. You understand? And as I told you, I don't believe there's anybody. I don't believe there's anybody in the cemetery. And you know the history of it. And look, there's people sitting looking at me right in the face. See? Looking at me straight in the face. You may know what I'm lying. You better be truth about it. See, but if I haven't done what I said, I'd just be quite sure I'm lying. And I told God, I said, yes, yes, yes. That doesn't have to be here. You understand? I would talk with you on the first place. If you understand, I would be there straight.
Yeah. Fulfill the prophecy, seal up the vision in the prophecy.
You understand?
This 2300 days. And this 490 years is a part of this building.
Yes,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So now, if you subtract this, this is what you got. What? Huh? Did you say 19? See, you have to tell me, right? But I don't buy it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
18 cents. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, and take the same thing and come right back up here.
23.
Mm-hmm. And under item 6.
Okay.
Cyrus, Darius, and Artigas.
Right.
And the commanders went forth on the hill.
457.
Mean speak. That's
right.
4, 5, 6. Now if you subtract that, 7 from 10 leaves what?
3, 3, 5, 6 from 10 leaves 4,
right?
5 from 13
leaves 8, right? I know what's supposed to be up here. You can just go ahead and make a mistake if you want to.
18, 4, 3.
You understand? And that's where they get it.
1843. Now if you say 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
Then it would come into 1844.
Yeah.
Now 1844, that was the 7-day Advent. 6.
You understand?
That they were looking for Christ to come down from the sky, and they sold out their properties and everything, and it is in the congressional
election.
1844.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he didn't come in 1844. They had to admit that they were wrong, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what they said was a mistake, and the last mistake they made was worse than the first.
Okay. Now That's the 2000
35 years.
Come in and
That's right. I ain't talking about those catfish and your red guns and the solid guns.
We need to see the stairs in the rock. We got to lose it, man. You understand?
Break down if you don't like it.
Yes, it is. And I believe that you, my name, that's me you're talking about. I told you to break down.
Well, I know we ain't getting nowhere with this.
But who's that today? We ain't getting nowhere with this. That is nothing. And I don't tell you that there's 19,000 that's not the settlement. And stop on this man with this business.
Right.
And I have to get out of here. There's a little marriage. That's the reason. That's it. You understand? I'm talking about everything.
How do you we would be able to reconcile the old habits, Judaism, and Protestantism, and Freemanism. See? And live a righteous version of Judaism. How do you think we would be able to do that? If they in the world as it stands right now. Foreign people who can make all see eye to eye and face to face. Just open up in a new thing. How are we going to get the Roman Catholics and the Protestants and the Jews together? They can see eye to eye and face to face. Original name in the right place. This is the place for us. This is where you belong to be.
Right.
How did that
be? This school would have never been